I'd like to know how IBM deals with software patents when IBM is developing Linux.
Okay, I would say it's not my specific theme to talk about the legal view of IBM, but I'm talking as a developer how IBM experiences and how we deal with this. Now, let me give you an interesting story to start off with. When we had done this so-called patch for 390, I already told this morning I had talked with Linus Torvalds about it, and I think it was early November 1999, I had an appointment with Linus Torvalds and my key engineer, Boaz Betzler, and Boaz wanted to show Linus what this patch is all about so that he could read into it a little bit and give us advices how to do it different or whatsoever, right? And I had made this appointment when our lawyers got hold of the fact that I wanted to show a running Linux kernel, including our patch, to Linus Torvalds, and they all of a sudden got this idea, what the hell are you doing? You are doing a distribution. Now, I had no idea what a distribution is, and I had not the feeling that I distributed anything when I showed it to Linus Torvalds, but I learned about those legal effects later. Nevertheless, they said, you can't do this. So I said, you have a problem. I have an appointment with Linus Torvalds in 3 days, and I will hold this appointment, so you better make sure what I can do. So we found out that I could show this nice running code to Linus Torvalds in an executive office in an IBM lab, which was on IBM premises, and make sure that nobody took anything out so it wasn't a distribution. Now this is... this is what I learned. Basically, after that, I understood what's critical about a distribution. When we put source code into the open source community, with the code we are putting in there, we have clearly patent clearance in the sense, number one, we know we put it out into the open source community, so we don't claim own patents on it anyway. And our patent clearance process makes sure that we are not infringing the patents of anybody else. We are doing it with our proprietary code, so we are fine. Now, what's wrong about this distribution? It's basically the millions of lines of code which we never have seen. And we don't know, are there any patent infringements with somebody we don't know, and we don't want to take the risk of being sued for a patent infringement, and that's why we don't do distributions, that's why we have distributors. And because those distributors don't, I think they are not so much exposed being sued than we are. So that's the basic deal as I understand it. Now, working through distributors is fine anyway. It is, in certain cases, found to be a little difficult. But think if you have proprietary code and there is a problem and you want to patch it, you can get the object code patch out to your customer. In this case, you have to get the source code to a distributor and the object code from a distributor. What's the difference? In IBM, we typically, the guy who does the source code doesn't get the object code patch out either, so there are some central departments which are doing it. Basically, we have to create a relationship with distributors, like with internal IBM departments who are doing stuff like that. Well, it's all interesting stuff which has to be done there, but I think this takes only part of one interesting way of looking at the legal implications of this open source community code. I give you another example. Most recently, we wanted to make good use of Linux because we wanted to ship some hardware Well, we said we put some little operating system kernel into the hardware so that we can do the initial program load of specifically of Linux on top of it more flexible from different targets, CD-ROM, network, or whatever. And if you want to originally do it and you don't have an operating system there yet, you would need a kernel in the hardware. First idea is, why don't we take Linux? But for all practical reasons that you are exposed to infringe patents of somebody else, because you don't want to do a distribution, and specifically because you don't want a patent infringement being detected, which somebody puts into the court and you get a stop ship on your product. So that's silly. You can't do this. We simply decided we take a little proprietary kernel there and that's less risky. Now, this is an interesting example. If we really want in the industry to exploit the value of Linux in all those places where it can be exploited, I think we have to do something about giving the guys who are using Linux in those embedded fashions in hardware pieces in their products to give them some legal security that they don't sit on a bomb where they simply have to wait, anybody can sue them, and then they can't ship their product anymore. So I think the industry has to deal with this and has to deal with this a problem of patents and open source. And I don't know, we were debating a little bit, and one of those examples would be that we kind of get a patent clearance file in the open source. So we put everything there into the open source which we want to put out. And then we put the burden on the patent holder to screen it, and we say we will put it out in 2 or 3 months, and we put the burden on on patent holders in any of those areas and say, screen it. If you feel an infringement, that's fine. Yeah? Speak up early enough or shut up forever. It's like it is done with marriages, yeah? You announce them early ahead and said if anybody has to say anything against it, speak up in time or shut up forever. I don't know, you see, I'm not a lawyer. Might be there are a lot of lawyers who say this crazy stuff that Strassemeyer is saying there can't be made a law at all. But I personally believe because for logical concepts, something like this or something along those lines which gives legal security to those people who are using open source code in their products. Specifically, Linux kernel is a very prominent piece of that. I think the business and the industry, if they want to capitalize on the benefit of open source, have to get the discussion going and agree on some rules which create legal security to the open source users. So that was a little bit of discussion we had along those legal lines. I don't know. Might be I get all kind of speak up from lawyers on this. But I think it's useful that we don't leave it. Basically, it comes to business decisions. And we can't leave business decisions to the lawyers alone. Let's make that very clear. Oh, so did I forget anything?
So can we leave the discussion to developers alone? Do you think we can leave the legislation to developers alone and not have the business the lawyers?
Come on, bullshit! Excuse me for the word. I wouldn't take any responsibility on legal questions. That's where I need the lawyers for. Okay. So, to be very honest, I only can make intelligent proposals and tell them where they are, let's say, too complicated for me. So I take the easy way out. Let's be very clear on that one. And I think to the developers we can't leave it at all, but the business decision-making people should have some influence on the lawyers.
Okay. But you're not suggesting that the proprietary software, if they don't speak up on this, open source central, that they thereby have lost their rights to sue another proprietary company.
No, I think that's a very important piece. And I don't know which holy cow I'm hitting here. But I think if we get a rule with the open source community, I think we should leave it to the proprietary world to deal with their patents in a way, however they deal with each other, with simply ignoring that there is something like an open source community. I don't want, you see, if they want to kill themselves with lawsuits, I would let that.
Yeah, I think that's about wraps it up. Thank you for your comments on software patents.
Okay. Thank you.